where are you? This is Ed Curtis, and I'm waiting for you to... Oh, I'm online. Well, you listen to the Nick and Rich Show from my girl Nikki, and this is the hottest radio show on the planet. Girl, get it started.
They say, what's happening? It's your boy, Shouty Allo, and right now, you listen to the greatest show on earth, the Nick and Rich Show. Yeah. Shouty.
Yo, it's your boy Young World, reporting to you live on the Nicky Rich Show. It's going down from North Carolina all the way to Cali. Stand up, like, oh!
Nikki Rich.
You now tune into the hottest show on the internet. The Nikki Rich Show.
Welcome to the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nikki Rich Show, broadcasting live right here out of New York City. To all the listeners, if this is your first time tuned in to the hottest radio station, I'm the host, Miss Nikki Rich, and I'm also the CEO. You can check us out Monday through Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're also on at 5 Pacific Standard Time and 6 Central Time. So all those listeners out there, you're tuned in right now, you're on your social media. We have it open, the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebook. You can follow myself at Miss Nikki Rich. That's spelled MSNIKKIRICH. Or you can just log on to thenikkirichshow.com, the official website. And there you can learn so much more. This past weekend we were a part of, and I say it was such an honor, a part of the 86th Academy Awards. That was truly amazing, and it's a blessing. But guess what? I just got the email that the Nikki Rich Show will be live with MTV at the MTV Awards next week. It's going down, Austin, Texas, South by Southwest. Just got that exclusive. It is going down. So much love to everybody out there. Thank you for all your support. Also, we want everybody to know tonight we are getting it, and we got a special treat for you guys. First off, shout out to everybody out there, all the athletes, the entrepreneurs, and so much more. We got U.S. professional rugby athlete Cassidy Winter in the house. We're going to be talking with her just a few moments, and we've been getting a lot of hits from all the rugby teams. So shout out to you guys on my Facebook and on my Twitter. So much love to everybody that's showing that love as well. But we do want you to know that you can call in at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. If you press that 1, that will let us know you would like to speak to myself or tonight's guest. So if you tuned in, tell everybody that the Nikki Rich Show is on, and we are about to get it started with our guest tonight. So right now we're going to go to some music, and we're going to bring in our guest in just a few. So stay tuned. Keep it locked. It's the Nikki Rich Show. Nicki Minaj, Starship.
Let's go to the beach, eat
Let's go get a wave. They say what they gonna say. Have a drink, clink, found a Bud Light. Bad bitches like me, it's hard to come by. The Patron, oh, let's go get it down. The sound, oh, yes, I'm in the zone. Is it two, three, leave a good tip. I'ma blow all of my money and don't give two shit.
On the floor.
Rocking with the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. And for those that's just tuning in tonight, we got a special treat for you guys. We got Miss Cassidy in the building. Cassidy Winter, she is a professional rugby athlete, and we're going to be talking with her on all her, I would say, accomplishments. I tell you, she's doing her thing. But right now, we're going to go ahead and bring her in. We would like to welcome none other than professional rugby athlete, Cassidy Winter. Welcome. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show for all those first-time listeners out there. Go ahead and tell them where you're originally from and based out of.
Hey, well, I'm originally from Canada, Toronto, Canada, but I've moved to Atlanta around when I was like 13 or 14, so I've been here since then.
Awesome. And it's a lot of people that come out of Canada and come to the Atlanta region as well. You know, I know that, is it hard to adjust to coming from Canada to, was it hard to adjust coming from Canada to Atlanta, Georgia? Because I know those are two totally different places.
Yeah, it was really hard to adjust. The cultures are really different. I would say that, like, the racism really hit me when I got here. I wasn't too familiar with it when I was in Canada, but when I got here, like, the whole black and white thing really, like, hit me and my brother and my sister. So I think that was a big thing.
Wow. That's something right there. But, yeah. You know, we're glad that you're here tonight, and we're glad to just learn about Miss Cassidy. We know that you are a professional athlete. So tell us how you got into rugby. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I originally started running track in high school. I didn't really know too much about the sport of rugby. And then when I got to college, I go to KSU. Somebody told me that KSU had a rugby team. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go check it out. And I checked it out. Turned out to be really good at it. So ever since then, it's kind of been my thing. And I really haven't been playing too long. I've only been playing since, like, 2010. So everything's moving pretty fast for the short amount of time that I've been playing.
And we also know you have some good news, too. You're going to be training. Tell us who you're going to be training with coming up.
Well, I went to a camp not too long ago, and now I got invited to the Olympic Training Center, so I will be in Chula Vista, California this summer at the OTC.
Wow. And don't you see what's happening? I mean, just that short time, you're able to be able to go and train with the Olympics. I mean, that is amazing. What was that feeling like when you first got that letter?
I was really excited because, like you were saying, like it's just been a short amount of time. A lot of this stuff is still really overwhelming because I still have so much to improve on as a rugby athlete. I have so much to work on, so I'm kind of just running off of raw talent. But I think once I get all my technical skills down and really get a better understanding of the game, I'm going to be just amazing.
Well, that is awesome. Now, also, Cassidy, I know you have not only that, you've just been training hard in the gym, and your body is rock solid. Now, tell us what your regimen is.
I train about, like, 6 days a week, take one day off to rest. Sometimes I train twice a day. I think diet's the most important part. Like, my meals are really strict. I drink a lot of water. I supplement with a lot of things. So, yeah, that's about it. I mean, it's just really hard because rugby is more – it's not really like football because you get, like, breaks. If you're on offense, you get to come off if defense is on or vice versa. Rugby, you're, like, make a tackle, you get up, you make another one. You're going continuously. So your endurance, like, is a whole – different kind of training.
Now, how did you manage to maintain, I would say, you know, with so much going on and, you know, doing what you love in school, and how are you managing to maintain as an athlete?
It is definitely hard. Like, people ask me that question a lot. It is definitely, it's not without difficulty. I struggle a lot. Like, a lot of people just, like, see the good side of it, like the pictures and, of course, like, my accomplishments, but
yes.
They don't see the other side that, like, some days I don't want to get up. Some days I am just really tired, but it's just all, like, I have, like, a vision board in my room, and I have, like, the 2016 Rio Olympics, like, the picture and the city on my vision board, so that's what gets me up every day.
Well, I think, you know, you have really accomplished a lot in such just a little bit of time, you know, and that's how it happens sometimes. And it might look like it's been a little time, but you know, some people, they start at a young age, you know, not necessarily in that particular area, but like you say, you've trained, you know, from the being the track star and, you know, you worked your way up to now. That's what's been happening.
Yeah.
You've been training ever since at a young age. And, you
yeah.
know, just doing the rugby part, somebody might say, well, you know, I started, you might say, well, it's not been long, but really you were getting prepared for this moment.
Right.
It was preparing you for this moment. So that's pretty amazing. And I know that you have so many photos, so and everything up right now, and letting everybody know, the fans and the supporters of Cassidy, you know, you're able to interact with them and show them this is what we're doing step by step. Now, if anybody wanted to check you out and learn more, where can they go to?
Well, I have a Twitter. My Twitter is goddessofwar22. My Instagram is my first name, KASSIDI_Athena, and then I have a fan page on Facebook. My first name, KASSIDI, and my last name, WYNTER.
Now, Cassidy, have you also been doing any mentoring?
I've been trying to. My team does a lot of stuff. I've done more so volunteer work with my football team. Rugby so far, not yet. We're trying to because we've been so busy, but it's definitely something that I want to do. Like, I really wish, like, growing up when I was, like, running around with all the boys and being a tomboy, like, I had, like, a female athlete, like, a female rugby player, football player there for me to look up to, because I didn't even know when I was so young that it was even possible for me to do these things. So I'm definitely trying to let other girls know who are probably in the same situation that I was in, know that you can be a rugby player, you can be a football player, you can basically do anything you want to do.
Mm-hmm. You can, and you can. And I tell artists, I tell entrepreneurs, I tell athletes, it doesn't matter where you are or what you're doing. You can do anything as long as you believe
yes.
and you put your mind
mm-hmm.
to it. You got to put that hard work in. And you
yes.
are working hard, I tell you, inside and out, you know, health-wise and performance and training. And it takes a lot as an athlete, and you are making it happen.
Yeah, it is rough. It really takes a lot out of you sometimes, but the end result is worth it. Like,
mm-hmm.
being at the Olympics, I mean, just doing stuff that typical women don't do. And even, like, it's hard sometimes because you get looked down on or, like, a lot of stereotypes or people think you can't do it. But I think I just want to change the way people see female athletes.
And you will, and I tell you, you got a lot of supporters behind you.
Yeah.
You might not even know them, but you have a lot of supporters. And I tell you, when I tweeted out that you're coming on the show, when I put it on my Facebook, it's like, woo, a whole sweep of people just come, you know, and I think that's amazing. That lets you know you have a fan base that lets you know that you have people that's in your corner, and it's hard to get those people to say, hey, you know, can you come listen to me on the radio? Can you come support me at one of my games? You know, but they are doing it, and I think that's amazing. I think it's amazing. Now, is there any words that you would like to share, any words of wisdom or anything you would like to share tonight?
I would say just never give up. You can literally do anything you set your mind to. Everything is about focus and consistency and being disciplined. Like, nothing is out of reach. Just work. Like, literally what you put in is what you'll get out every time. You will not come up short. If you do the work, you will get something out of it.
That's what I'm talking about. That is it. And I tell you, here at the Nikki Rich Show, we don't want to just have you here just this time. We're going to bring you back. And we got to get that exclusive live interview, too, Cassidy. We got to
yeah.
get that live interview as well. You know, and we don't want to just have you back just this one time. And we want to also schedule another time for you to come on as well, because it's all about building relationships. And also, we want to touch bases with what's going on, especially training with the Olympics. That's pretty major.
Yeah.
and just to hear your story, it's kind of like I can reflect on mine as well. You know, just the short period of time I started the radio, like I said, we just went to the Oscars, and it's similar to what you're doing, you know, short period of time, and you're going to the train with the Olympics. I mean, God is just truly blessed, and he's opening these doors and just, you know, making things happen. But you doing what's right. You're following. I mean, you know what you want to do. That's pretty much
yeah.
it. And a lot of times we get to where we say we know what we want to do, but we follow along in others' footsteps and we start believing it's what we want to do. But you know, hey, this is what I love to do. This is where I want to go, and I'm going to make it happen. And you're doing everything to get to where you need to be. You're getting in shape. You're eating right, eating healthy, as well as training and connecting with the right people. You have a good team behind you, and that's all the things that it takes to get to where you need to be.
Yes, ma'am.
Making it happen. Now, is there any shout-outs that you would like to give to anybody out there?
I'd like to shout-out to my manager, Dominic Rogers, because he does so much for me. My mother, my teammates, the Atlanta Harlequins and the Atlanta Phoenix football team, and all the girls that I met a couple weeks back at the Survey Camp, and Tracy and Madison, all the ones that got invited back to the Olympic Training Center with me as well.
That is awesome. And I know y'all have such tight relationships. I tell you, I'll be watching your Instagram. It's like a little movie. It's so cute, you know.
Yeah,
rugby.
You'll always find a family in rugby. I feel like it's like playing rugby, you're in like a whole different world. Like it's just everybody's connected. It's just like this deep family bond. Like I love the sport of rugby. I haven't really been able to find that bond with any other sport like rugby.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That is so amazing. And I say congratulations to you on your success. And we're going to be rocking and rolling. We feature you on the side. And, I mean, so much. We're so proud of you here. And I'm just so honored to have you on the show tonight. And I was talking to your management. I was like, when are we going to get Cassidy on?
I'm definitely honored to be here because you've been doing a lot of big things, too. Like, I still can't believe I'm on the show.
Yes, I'm going to tell you, it's truly a blessing. God is so good. I just got the email, like I was saying prior, that I'll be going to MTV Woody Awards next week. So this will be my second year. It's a blessing.
That is so cool.
Yes, God is so good. I mean, it's just amazing. And you here tonight, and like I tell people, everything is aligned. You know, it's not by no mistake because, like, you're going to connect with the people that's doing what you're doing right now. And if you're
right.
Moving forward and accomplishing what you need to, that's who you're going to connect with. And we are connected, you know. So I think it's pretty awesome that we are, and we're going to continue to support your movement as well. And it's just a blessing, I tell you. And you got to keep going, and we're going to keep pumping it out here tonight. Also wanted you to know, Cassidy, that you're not only being heard on the Nikki Rich Show, you're also being heard on Spreaker Radio, iTunes, College Underground Radio, and thenikkirichshow.com, and This is 50. So if you can go to This is 50 and you go under Miss Nikki Rich, you will see this episode here, and they can check it out.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Yes. And if you're out there, you're working out, and you want to hear yourself, you can go back and put your headphones on, download that iTunes podcast for free, and you can download it, and you'll hear yourself on iTunes.
That's amazing. Thank you.
Yay. Yes, I'm telling you. And it's so many platforms that we're a part of, and this is what it's all about, sharing the greatness of Miss Cassidy Winter. And we want everybody to know about you and your goals and what you are accomplishing step by step. You are accomplishing so much right now. So it's you just to have that Olympic training, you know, behind you, that goes to show you where you're headed to. And I always tell people, think big, dream big. Everything you do is big. It's got to be big.
Right. I agree.
It's got to be big. So you know you can't go lower now. You already touching bases with the Olympics.
Everything you got to do now, from now on, it's got to be big.
Right. You got to go higher, you know, and like I said, God is truly blessing you. And shout out to rugby. I tell you, they are showing so much love. The rugby tweet of UK, the UK rugby. So they're showing love right now on all my social networks and sites. Thank you so much. They provide England rugby players' tweets and the latest news and video blogs. So that's pretty hot. So thank you guys for showing love. Lily from SWV, shout out to her. She just followed, and everybody's showing love right now. Thank you guys. Ow. Right, so anybody that's in social media right now, you tune in. Follow myself at Miss Nikki Rich, and also follow Cassidy one more time. Give him your Twitter name, hun. Cassidy, you can follow her at Goddess. Everybody got that? Cassidy, are you there, hun? Okay, we're going to get back with her in just a few. So you can go to Goddess of War 22 and follow her, Goddess of War. And anybody out there that's rocking with the Nikki Rich Show, continue to support the movement. We're here. We just thank everybody for tuning in tonight and showing love. We're going to continue spreading the word about our guests. And much love to all the listeners. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to go to Ghetto Rock. This is Divinity Rocks, and this is her mix single.
Touch me, brush you out. All up in the club like, here we are.
All right. That's Ghetto Rocks, my cousin, Divinity Rocks. Shout out to her. She is was one of the guitarists for Beyonce. But we got professional athlete, rugby player, Cassidy Winter in the building. Welcome back. Yes, we got her in the building. Now, we want to wrap things up, so tell us a little bit about what we can expect coming up.
Well, for right now, with football, I played football for the first time my last year, professional football, and I ended up doing really well. Made the All-Star team my rookie season, and it was just a good experience. But I stopped playing football for now just so I can focus on rugby because I'm really wanting to train hard and get to the Olympics for 2016. So I think that's my next big goal, like just to do well at the Olympic Training Center when I go this summer and just try to keep going so I can eventually get on the national team so I can be in Rio.
Well, that is awesome, and congrats to you, and we're going to continue to follow your movement once again, and shout out to all the rugby teams, all the rugby people that are showing love. So thank you, guys. Thank you so much. And you know, we're going to wind things down here tonight on the Nikki Rich Show, and we're going to welcome you back. Yay! We're going to set something up, and shout out to your team, Mr. Dominic Rogers, as well, making this happen tonight. And Vince Sear, Management, Vince Sear. Y'all check them out. You got to go there. And much love to Miss Cassidy. Thank you for being our guest tonight, and we welcome you back anytime.
All right. Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed the experience. And thank you to everyone listening.
Most definitely. Yay. And I'm going to tell you, Cassidy, be sure and share with your fans, your followers and supporters this episode here. As well, we're going to continue to pump it out. And to all the listeners out there that do not know that right now we're featured on blogtalkradio.com homepage for the Oscars. So we're on the front page, and I know everybody's tuning into this show as well because we're on the front page. So that's pretty awesome. And we're rocking and rolling here tonight, and we thank you once again for being our guest.
Thank you, guys, and thanks for everybody that came out and listened.
Most definitely, and much love to you, and we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success, and we end by saying God bless.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, and we're going to play Miss Ruby Modine, Trigger Finger. You were just listening to Cassidy Winter, and she is a U.S. professional athlete, rugby player. So y'all check it out, Miss Ruby Modine.
In my hand, I guess, like, but this is heartache. Oh.
All right, you're rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nikki Rich Show. Yay! We are wrapping things up tonight. We just talked with U.S. professional athlete Cassidy Winter. You might know her as a major rugby player. She's doing her thing across the globe. She's in Atlanta just making things happen, so y'all got to check it out. And also follow her on Twitter at Goddess of War 22. We're going to also be displaying this episode here tonight on Spreaker, thenikkirichshow.com, iTunes, College Underground Radio, This Is 50, and so much more. So everybody out there, if you didn't get a chance to hear all of this exclusive interview, you can go back and check it out on thenikkirichshow.com. We are winding things down here tonight, and we're going to leave you guys with saying we wish you all the best, much love and success, and tonight we end by saying God bless. God bless you all. Have a blessed night.
Nikki Reed.